Right, let's start this one off with some cricket. Dolphin spinner Keshav Maharaj says he isn't fussy about how the pitch at Kingsmead Stadium may play when they face Sri Lanka in their first test match this week. Now, the pitch was previously adjusted to suit the Dolphins' strengths during domestic season, although may favour a quicker style for the Proteas. But Keshav says he's just stoked to play at home.
Look, to be honest, I just love playing at Kingsmead, so not too much faster. I know at some stage it will spin in the test match, but you know, just looking forward to playing a home test for me at Kingsmead. I love playing here. It's obviously my home. So, yeah, look, if we do get a Dolphin-style track, it would be nice. But, you know, whatever it poses, I just want to get the ball involved.
Staying with cricket, Indian wicketkeeper Rishabh Pant has become the most expensive player in the history of the Indian Premier League. And this follows after Lucknow Super Giants paid 57.7 million rand for the left-hander's services for next year's edition of the super popular T20 competition. This breaks the record of 52.9 million rand Kolkata Knight Riders invested in Australian fast bowler Mitchell Starc last year. Over to some football, Liverpool's Mo Salah says he's looking increasingly likely that his future could be away from Anfield.
Well, we're almost in December. I haven't received any offer to stay yet in the club, so probably I'm more out than in.
Now, Salah told NBC Sports Soccer that he's disappointed to have not been offered a new deal. With just over 6 months remaining on his contract, the Egyptian is Liverpool's top scorer with 10 goals so far this season in the Premier League. He scored twice in yesterday's 3-2 win at Southampton, which sent Arne Slot's side 8 points clear at the top of the table. Ending off on the green, Pieter Moelman won the South African PGA Championship by one shot to secure his third Sunshine Tour title at the St. Francis Links in the Eastern Cape. Now, he's added his name to a trophy that already bears the names of Gary Player, Ernie Els, Nick Price and Dale Hayes, among others. 22-year-old Barend Buerta finished second with Trevor Fisher Jr. in third. Moelman says he's happy to have won after finishing second in 2021.
After the first two rounds, I don't really feel like I was playing well, but actually had a good fight over the weekend, and here we are. This course is tricky. This is not the normal wind. Back nine was really tough. You know, the par saves are crucial around here, and I'm just thankful I did it.
Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.